You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So every year when they announce the inductees or even just the nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you see me roll my eyes and like, they don't belong in the Hall of Fame. But it's so political now, and it's so who you know, and it's scratching each other's back and stuff like that. You've got these acts going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that had one hit record. I'm looking at you, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Anyway, finally, a website delved into the accomplishments of every single act in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they decided that 100 of them don't belong in there.
It's a big number.
They did include Joan Jett, by the way, so I feel vindicated. They based this on all sorts of lists, like the Rolling Stones' greatest albums of all time, the greatest songs of all time, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's own list of songs that shaped rock and roll. They also factored in the number of top singles, the number of albums sold, and they came up with 100 acts. And I was going through looking. I've got arguments with them with some, because some are just, let's just say they're influencers in the industry, and I think they belong in for that. But others, boy, I tell you what, your band Green Day is on their list, Jeremy.
No, that's a crap list now. Crap list.
Well, they're on the list because it says they should be in there, but barely. Like, they barely
squeaked. Oh, they barely
by.
Made it in?
But the ones that they have on their, this is them, not me. The Foo Fighters, Go-Go's, Doobie Brothers, Notorious B.I.G., Stevie Nicks, Bon Jovi, The Cars, Journey, Chicago, Joan Jett, Kiss, Heart, John Mellencamp. Some of these I might take exception with, but for the most part, to see somebody finally stand up and say, not everybody in the flipping Hall of Fame belongs in the Hall of Fame.
It's taking a stand, man. Taking a stand.
And then lastly, the surveys are out showing that last year, Americans read the fewest number of books ever since they started tracking how many books the average person reads. Just 5 years ago, the number was 15.6 books in a year. And then last year, that dropped all the way down to 12.6 books. So we are becoming a nation that does not read. I will be over here bawling my eyes out. This totally breaks my heart.
Oh, man.
And I just wish we could somehow get people to start reading again.
Darn it.
The problem is, what is wrong with us? What else is trending?
Well, here's the biggest celebrity trending news of the morning. Oh, my sweet, sweet Megan Fox slipped away from me yet again.
She's odd.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, this story says, carrying their little freak show into the new year. They were engaged on Tuesday. She shared a video, Megan did, on her Instagram account with Mr. Machine Gun, proposing to her under some big tree where they sat together and, quote, asked for magic back in July of 2020, whatever that means. And yeah, here they are. They're engaged now. She's got a big old rock on her finger. It's like a double diamond thing. And it's a sweet little video. He got down on one knee and then she got down there with him and then they cried and embraced. And then she said, we drank each other's blood.
Ah, okay. Well,
you know, as most people do when they get engaged.
How long can you give this?
Not long. Maybe a year. Maybe 2 years tops before this kind of fizzles out. You know, there's quite an age difference, and he's the big old rock star right now. So I'd imagine it will fizzle out eventually, and then maybe I'll be back in there. I'll let her drink my blood. I'll be fine with that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't drink hers.
No, not a chance. Here's something to strive for. Kylie Jenner just became the first woman to reach 300 million followers on Instagram. 300
right.
million. Followed by Ariana Grande and then Selena Gomez. So, ladies, you're taking the top three. Well done.
Selena is shifting for sure back into acting with that show that I told you we watched.
Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin. Selena Gomez was in that and one of the executive producers.
Whoa, smell her. So, yeah, Kai Kai's on top. And they said this is actually kind of surprising because the whole Astroworld tragedy, because she is with Travis Scott. She's actually pregnant, I believe, right now with their second child. But people are still following her. And with that number on Instagram, you can get whatever you want, essentially. Companies
are
clamoring. I do follow Kylie, you guys.
All right. So you're one of the 300
million. I do.
Million.
I'm shy of 300 million, though. I'm getting up there. Follow me today. Shut up, Jeremy, on Instagram.
No, I'm saying you're one of the 300 million that follow.
I am,
her.
But I want to get up to maybe 100
million.
I want 100 million today, so if you guys could follow me.
Well, are you going to do anything spectacular to get people to follow?
Oh, my Instagram's pretty spectacular.
My
Instagram's pretty fun. I post a lot of fun stuff. I posted a funny video yesterday, actually.
All right, I'll go on and take a look.
Yeah, this one is for the ladies. Jason Momoa is back on the market. He and Lisa Bonet, a.k.a. Denise Huxtable from The Cosby Show, have called it quits after a little over 16 years together. Wow. Started dating in 2005 and married in 2017. So, ladies, here's your chance to slip into his DMs. Jason Momoa back on the market. This is sad. Gen X is now old enough to have their own museum. The Illinois State Museum in Springfield will open up an exhibit called Growing Up X.
That's you,
and
right?
It's me. I barely snuck in. This story is saying 1965 through 1980 are the Gen Xers, so I'm 79. I barely got in there, November of 79.
You're now officially old. I've been trying to tell you you're old.
I know, man. I know. I have a museum now. It says it's the last generation to have an analog childhood. Cassettes, VHS tapes, landline phones, although I still use all of those. And I just recently went out and purchased the Trapper Keeper since they re-released those.
Sure you did.
So they're asking people from Gen X to kind of go online, do an online survey, talk about their experiences growing up, and maybe submit things that they can put in the exhibit from that era. So that's kind of cute, I guess. And then one final story here. This guy got in so much trouble, but I kind of like him, and I kind of get it. We talked about him when this all went down. The Simon Bramhall, he used to be a prominent transplant surgeon in the UK, but he lost his medical license after he was caught carving his initials into people's livers after he operated on him.
Well, he burned them.
He burned them. It was
he
an
didn't do it with a scalpel.
No, it's something called an argon beam coagulator, of course, and it's like a laser thing, and
yeah,
he put his initials
this,
in there.
When he did this, we thought it was pretty cool.
I think it's pretty cool. Well, he's back in the news because he recently got his medical license back. He repented, he got down on his knees and said what he did was stupid and wrong. But now, on Monday, some medical tribunal reversed that decision. And he said it was such a big breach of trust between doctor and patient that he still shouldn't be allowed to practice. He has a month to appeal. But I guess if the appeal goes through and he gets his license back, he can get back out there carving his initials into people.
I wouldn't care.
I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
It's my liver. I'll never see it. As long
you
as
will
it
never
doesn't
see
impact
it.
The functioning of said liver.
If he fixes me properly, he's essentially an organ artist. Artists sign their paintings. Sign my liver, dude. I don't care. Tag me.
I don't mind if he tags me.
At all.
Did you save my life? Then
by all means, sign away. All right, man, let's do our clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This TikTok video is going viral. It's a Starbucks drive-thru customer who ended a 23-car pay-it-forward streak. You know, it's where you pay for the car behind you, the car behind you, the car behind you. He pulled up. His order was $6. The customer behind him had a $46 order.
Oh, hell no.
He was car number 23. He's like, hells no, I'm not doing that. Right. He filmed his experience, put it on TikTok, and now people are mad at him.
Oh.
Whitey, I'm mad at you. That's a jerk move. Put your comments on the video.
On that one.
Me too. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.